joined in studio now by the manager of the prospects, Ray Brown, also a former World Series champ and special advisor and coach, Orr Franchuk. Gentlemen, how you doing?
We're
doing
good.
Thanks.
We're great. Great. Need to be closer, Brown.
I got both.
Yeah, there you go.
Now you can hear me.
I want to talk a little bit about your organization because obviously, you know, the last few years haven't gone the way you guys would have liked. If you look at the record and, you know, kids quitting, managers quitting, how have you turned that around as an organization, Ray?
Well, I don't know if we've turned it around until the end of the year, but I'm hoping that with myself here and Orv here, we're going to go in that direction. We're going to have a little more local flavor with our team. I think we've got five or six kids from the Edmonton area. We're going to have some kids, more Canadian kids on the team. This league allows 17 imports. Well, we're only going to have 10, and six of those are pitchers. I think we're going to be young, but we've seen most of the kids play. I think we're going to put a pretty good brand of baseball on the field.
If you're going with less imports, can you still be competitive?
I think we can. I think the game has grown a lot. I came to Edmonton in 1975, and back then we still had bat catchers, not catchers, and it was the game was growing. Well, in the last 38, 39 years, the game has gone quite far just in Edmonton. And I think there's enough local kids around that are now attending college that have the ability to play in this league and do well. This is a basic game, catch and throw. We're going to catch and throw. We're going to throw strikes. And with Orv here as a hitting guy and a professional hitting guy, we're going to do well. I think we're going to do good.
Orv, you've worked at all different levels, of course, including winning a World Series in Boston. Obviously, teaching pro guys and tweaking their hitting, I'm guessing, is going to be a lot different at this age. These guys are maybe more open to it because they want to go to the high level. What do you work on specifically? What is maybe the most common thing lacking with these young guys when they get to the plate?
Well, I think just a lot of it is not having enough reps, and they haven't had a lot of experience. And so they're real aggressive. They're at bats. They rush their at bats, and they're not. They don't really have a good plan when they get to the plate. And so I'm a real big fan of swinging at strikes, and then you just go from there. But as far as mechanics, I mean, I think the game is the hitting process is we overemphasize mechanics, hitting mechanics way too much, and so I'm real big on the mental part of the hitting process, like having a good at bat. There's a lot of things that go into having a good at bat, and one of them is swinging at strikes and having an idea what you want to do in the situation. There's going to be a situation every time you go to the plate, and so just kind of having a plan when they go to the plate, and then just trying to get them to be confident, and that comes from reps and successes and failures.
Orr Franchuk, Ray Brown joining me in studio from the Edmonton Prospects. Very interesting you talked about maybe too much focus on the technical side rather than the mental approach. Because, you know, I look at baseball and I still think it's one of the hardest things to do is for people to hit a curveball, right? I'm amazed by it. You watch guys in the majors, especially there, and those guys are throwing a curveball that moves 2 feet and somehow they crush it, you know, 350 feet or 400 the other way. A lot of that's got to be confidence and knowing maybe where the ball's going and getting that. So if you're getting away from the technical side, when you talk about having a good at bat, is it studying the pitcher in advance to know his tendencies? What's a good approach for young kids at the plate?
Are you looking for a job? Those are pretty good. Those are pretty good points you came up with. But yeah, I mean, there's so many variables that go into that, and I mean, numbers and statistics, which we won't have probably at this level, but at the pro level, we look at walks compared to strikeouts, innings pitched. Command is huge. What does he like to throw with runners in scoring position? A lot of times you'll see a whole different, and a lot of times it's the catcher's sequence, what kind of a finger they put down. So those are kinds of things that I'm going to try to work with them on. Brownie and I are on the same page on this stuff, but just repetition and, you know, getting that confidence thing built in somehow. And it just sometimes guys get it pretty quick. Some guys get it right away. Some guys get it a little bit later. But and I'm just kind of bouncing around with what I'm saying. But the mental part, I mean, it's three categories for me. The technical, which is mechanics, the mental. And then the one we forget about is the visual part. We take for granted that every hitter that goes to the plate sees the ball well. Well, you don't always see the ball well. And usually the reason you don't see the ball well is because you're starting late. You're late getting started, and so you don't see spin and you don't see location.
Ray, as the manager, you're really kind of in charge of the overall team mentality. And we mentioned some kids quitting; they haven't had a good experience the last few years. How do you ensure that, regardless of just the wins and the losses, that there's going to be a good attitude around the organization this year?
Well, like I said, a lot of it is because we know most of these kids that we're bringing in. And I know my attitude, and I know Orv's attitude, and I know the attitude of the other coaches that we're bringing with us. And we're teachers. Kids need to learn, and they want to learn. And so there's no doubt in my mind that the team that they see in June will be a different team than they see in July. We're going to get better. We're going to get better because we're teachers. We're gonna tweak those skills. We're going to make sure that when they go to the plate, they have a plan, that they're ready to hit. All right, hitting is passive aggression. Every pitch that guy throws, you got to be ready to hit and say yes or no, but don't take your pitch. Well, that's what he's going to teach him. And at our level, I don't think we don't have to worry much. Does a guy have a great curveball or a great changeup, whatever it is? Because they're college guys. They're going to miss, and they're going to miss more here than in the professional level, and that's what they're going to know. Ready to hit.
And just to add to that, if you watch all of the highlights, all big league hitters, the breaking balls that are hit a long way are usually balls that are up in the zone that are hangers. That good yacker down at the knees, those guys don't hit that pitch very often. And guys always ask me, well, how can you teach me how to hit the curveball? And I go, don't miss the fastball.
Pretty easy.
Yeah. Well, I guess that makes a lot of sense, don't you? Because you're right. If you're missing the fastball, then you're probably in a negative count, and now the pitcher's got the advantage.
If he can pitch.
Yeah.
But again, at our level with pitchers, sometimes hitters give the pitchers too much credit. A pitcher's main job is to throw strikes. We're going to have strike throwers. I'm not afraid the hitter hits the ball on our guys. I want the hitter to hit the ball. 70% chance we're going to get him out.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to throw strikes, and we're going to preach it. Make the guy swing the bat.
You mentioned a lot of your pitchers are going to be in. Where are these guys coming from this year for baseball fans?
We're going to have a couple of kids from Arizona. We're going to have a couple of kids from Colby Community College. We're going to have another kid from Graceland College. And then our other pitchers are all going to be local guys. We're going to have one kid come from UBC, one kid coming from the University of Calgary. We have We have three local guys that were playing college at Douglas College and down in La Cunada College, which is junior college in California.
Okay.
Another guy playing at Cypress Community College. So most of them are going to be local guys with those couple of imports.
We're seeing a lot of Canadians really start to excel at basketball. All right, hockey, of course, has been a sport more in the NFL and CFL. Baseball, we've got Joey Votto. We've seen a lot of good Canadians. Are we starting to get more in your mind? Like, are young Canadian baseball players continuing the progress like basketball and football?
I think in Edmonton they are. I think Edmonton has, like, you look at what Mark Randall has done over at FX, him and Shane Bromley. You look with what Lou Pote and Mike Johnson are doing over in Sherwood Park. You look at that at those two academies, they're getting some good kids in there that are learning the skills of baseball. Are they major league guys? Who knows? Are they professional guys? Who knows? But they're learning the skills so they can eventually pass those on or at least go to college and come back and do the same thing. In order to get a major league player or a NBA player, you need lots of athletes.
Yeah.
All right? And so one thing that we've done well in Edmonton is the numbers have increased at all the levels. You look at St. Albert, you look at Sherwood Park, Spruce Grove, all those associations, the numbers are bigger. There's more kids playing the game.
And Ray, looking in as the manager for fans who want to come check you guys out next Friday, of course, is the home opener. What's going to be the strength of your team early on in the season?
We're gonna play fundamental baseball. We're going to catch the ball. We're going to throw the ball. We're going to run the bases. Our pitchers are going to throw strikes. We're going to do the basic things of this game to be successful. If we play a good game and we play to the best of our ability, we may not like the result, but we have to like the effort. And that's what we'll pass on to our players. Because if we play the game properly enough nights in a row, we're going to win more than six games. Now, Pat Casti, he said, so what do you figure? I said, Pat, I guarantee we'll win more than six games. He goes, Ray, That's what the last two guys told me. I said, well, hopefully we will win more than six games. We're going to have a good team. I'm excited about this team. We're young. We're enthusiastic. This past baseball season, I was at UBC working with most of the kids that we're getting on our team. We get four from them. I see their attitude. I see how they play. Orv seen a lot of the kids that we're bringing up from the States because he lives down in Boise. He saw the ones that we're bringing up here. And then the local kids we've seen from before, talking with Mark Randall and Lou Pote about these guys. Yeah, they're good fits. And we trust those guys. And so we know that we're going to have good fits into our program. We know that we're going to play the best we can play. And I think that's all a fan can ask of us, is to play the best we can play. That they can leave the game saying, wow, they played well. They made no mental mistakes. They made no physical mistakes. The other team was just better. All right? That's big. In professional baseball, no. Their job is to win. And at our level, yeah, we like to win, but we also like to develop. Eventually, like I mentioned when we first started, the goal of the prospects is to eventually have all local area kids on this team. Well, that's a building process. And to make that happen, you got to start someplace.
Ray and Orv, I appreciate you guys coming in studio. We'll talk to you throughout the season. Love the baseballs back, and hopefully that means good weather's here to stay. So we appreciate your time.
You very much. Thank you.
Ray Brown, the new manager for the Edmonton Prospects, Orv Franchuk, of course, their special advisor and coach.